Okay, so the main sugya of the first parak, the main halachic sugya that comes up over and over, I haven't even started, one second, is the question of the lefnei iver. But first, I want to ground it in the Gemara, and then we want to go to the psukim. Okay, we'll see how long this takes. So, yes, Max.
No, I'm stretching.
No, fine. Okay. So the Mishnah had said, right? Remember, this all starts because of the Mishnah. In the Mishnah, we introduce what prohibition? What prohibition do we introduce in the Mishnah?
Do not put a stone level before a blood.
No.
Come on. That one?
So, don't jump to the answer.
Oh, don't give a...
Don't sell stuff to non-Jews. Don't do business with non-Jews. Or give gifts, right? We said there's different ways of understanding it. Fine, we'll get to that. 3 days before their holidays. Okay, who wants to read the Mishnah quickly?
I'll do it.
Yes.
I'll do it.
What?
I can do it.
No, verbatim.
You can do it verbatim?
Yes.
Rabbi Yosef?
No, that's not even our source. Okay. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, but we're missing two people. So wait a second while they get the Gemaras from the other side of the room. Okay. So who wants to start? Nachum wants to start. Okay, so Nachum's going to start. Then you can take the Gemara. You have Goyim?
Yeah.
Wow. Okay, what Gemara do you have?
Wait, mine's under you.
I know, but which version do you have that it says Goyim? Oh, okay. That's interesting. Anyways, in most it says Ovdei Kochavim, but fine. So before the holidays... No, it's fine. Because there are different gersot based on the censors.
Here?
Yeah.
Yeah, is there a letter next to it?
Okay,
fine.
That's cool. Anyways, continue. Okay, parenthetically, often the original text said Goyim, and then the standard Gemara is censored, so it says Ovdei Kochavim. So that it, so because the Christian censors were bothered when we would talk badly or put limitations on non-Jews, so you would say... Well, no, because they would replace Goyim, which means non-Jews, with Ovdei Kochavim, right, which is star worshippers. And since Christians didn't view themselves as star worshippers, right, because they weren't, they don't worship the stars, so we could just... So Akum is usually the standard censored version. Goyim is probably the original. I just didn't know that there were any Gemaras that went around and actually just removed the censored version. But fine. So but 3 days before the holidays, yeah? Of non-Jews, yeah.
It's not allowed to do business with them.
Right, you can't do business with them. Again, it's not clear what exactly that means in terms of gifts, in terms of buying and selling, but some sort of business is prohibited. Okay?
The hash shall Elon, the shall... will show my hand to give and to borrow.
So lash ilan is to lend, lash ol is to borrow, but specifically items, right? Not money. Lending and borrowing money is the next words. Lahal votan. Lahavot mehen. Lahal votan is to lend. Lulvot mehen is to borrow from them.
But money.
Money. Correct. So lefor'an is to pay them back, and lefor'an mehen is to make them pay you back. Right? Okay. Meaning a loan.
Yehuda says lefor'an mehen that paying them back.
No. Nifra'in mehen.
They pay you back.
Right. Right, Nifra, the Nun makes it Nif'al, which is passive, right. Mehen, so being paid back by them.
Mipnei Shemi Yatzer who?
Low.
Low.
Right, that's permitted because, what's Miyatzer? It causes pain, right? It causes them anguish because now they have less money. Amru lo, so...
No, it's even though Miyatzer who it causes them pain. Akshav.
No, Akshav. Even though it causes them pain now...
Make them happy.
Right, because the relief of having paid back, and therefore we do not allow them to pay back during this period. Max, you had a question?
What about collecting rent?
Right? Okay, we're gonna get to these. Stop. Okay, fine. Okay, Max, you want to read? Go ahead. And then Danny can. Say, okay.
What this one? The I mean, Dominic.
So Max wants to start. Fine, Max. Okay, I did tell Danny he could start. So we'll.
I can start.
You can fight it off if you fight it out if you want.
I have already the place.
Danny start, Max take over. Okay, fine. So Imbay Lehu.
Yeah, I can start.
Yeah, so take it away.
Okay. Imbay Lehu, Mishum Achoyre.
Harvacha.
Harvacha. Oydilme Mishum.
Oydilme Mishum. Zilifne Iver.
Lifne Iver. Loy. Tossum?
Loy Titain or Sitain?
Titain. Machshul.
Michshal.
Machshul, yeah.
Michshal.
No,
Michshal.
Machshul.
No, Michshal. It is a pasuk.
Machshul.
Michshal.
Michshal.
I don't care how they pronounce it in Yiddish. It's Michshal in Hebrew. It's a quote from a pasuk.
You're trying me to change my whole system.
No.
Okay. Yeah.
Have you used Osvaldo's before? Huh? Have you used Osvaldo's before?
What, this kind of gemara?
This specific brand.
Just yeah.
Quick pro tip. These letters always have the rest of the pasuk on the side.
I know.
Sometimes if you use your pencil, you should just put the quotes around it, and you always have the pasuk.
Yeah, I know.
Okay. So the gemara says, "What is the question? Ibai Lehu means what?"
Is it
we
drive?
No.
Ibaya. We ask.
Right, Ibayalu is we asked. Right, they asked him. Right? Why is it prohibited to do business with them? It's two possibilities. Harvacha, which, well, let's, like I said, for now we'll understand like Rashi. What does Rashi say Harvacha means?
He said it's true.
Yes, we said it yesterday.
Oh, yeah, I heard.
Max, why don't you take Rashi?
Rashi?
Yes, Mishum Harvacha. We'll come back to it, but we'll start with Rashi's interpretation. Harvacha.
Okay, Mishum Harvacha.
Okay, Danny, you want to take it? So take it. Harvacha. What?
Which one is it?
Mishum Harvacha.
What's the number?
No, there's no number.
There's no number.
It's Rashi.
Mishum Harvacha. Right side, inside okay, corner.
There. No, you can't.
No.
There.
Okay, Danny, take it. Shimon, show where it is. Show where it is.
The Ochsi.
The Ravach.
The Varach. The Azil. It's a Zain or Yud?
That's Azil, yeah, that's a Zain.
Azil. The Moid.
The Modem.
The Moides Kochavim.
Right. So what does that mean? The Ravach Vazil, you've given him profit.
So he's giving him profit. What like you said before in the Mishnah, say Avodes Kochavim, that he's not if he does business with them.
Mode Avodes Kochavim. What is Mode?
Thanks.
Like Todah Rabbah, right? He'll say thanks to his God. Vavar Yisrael. Misham lo yisham al picha.
So with the profit that he gains from
the avar Yisrael, what does that mean?
People from
Israel. Avar means, what does over mean? To violate Yisrael.
Okay.
The Jew. Misham lo yisham al picha. Remember, we did this yesterday. Lo yisham al picha. That the shame Elohim Achirim lo yisham al picha. That, right? The name of other gods shall not be heard through because of you. Meaning, it's causative, right? You can't create a situation in which he will thank his God. Okay. So the Gemara says, "O Dilma lifnei iver lo sitin michshal." Or is the problem? And back to the Gemara, lifnei iver lo sitin michshal. So the Gemara says, or is it the problem of you're causing him to sin? Right, because you're giving him the animal he's going to use for idol worship, right? And you violate this. Don't put a stumbling block before the blind. Okay? So then the word says, Lamai nafka mina. What is Lamai nafka mina?
From where do we derive that thing?
No. Limai nafka. What's a nafka mina in parlance? Difference. What does it literally mean? What does it literally mean?
A contradiction? No.
What is nafka means? No, nafka means to come out.
Okay.
come out from it, meaning what comes out from this, meaning what emerges. Right? That's why it's a difference. A nafkamina is that which emerges, or that which comes out. Right? So my nafkamina, what is the difference between these two? Right? Between it's harvacha and saying it's lifnei there. So the Gemara says, de islay behema lidide. He already has an animal. Now again, for now we're going to understand this like Rashi, right? Namely, if he already has an animal, so if it's lifnei iver, the way Chazal understand it is that lifnei iver is only if, we're going to stick with Rashi Yosef for now, you enabled the prohibition. They couldn't have done it without you. So if he already had an animal, so he says, e'amrit mishum harvacha ha'kamaravach. Right? If you said the problem is giving him profit, such that he will thank his God, you did.
Right.
Right. Kamaravachle. E amar mishum iver lo sitein michsho. But if the problem is you're enabling him to sin, right? Ha islay lididei. He already had it.
Yeah, but intentionally, if it, he has another, another.
I know. We're going to come to this. Okay. Don't worry. I said for now, we're just going to try to get to the Gemara. You got to. They're all good questions, and we're going to get to them. Yes, we will. Okay? So the Gemara says, and now how do we know that this is even true? So the Gemara says, lo avar mishum lifnei, right? If he has one, does he not violate? Right? So the Gemara says, and now it quotes the classic Brisa. Now, Brisa is what historical period? Before the Gemara. It's Tanaitic.
I thought the Brisa was a commentary.
No. Brisa is Tanaitic. It is things that didn't make it into the Mishnah, but it is of the period of the Mishnah, so it's quite authoritative. So Max, why don't you take it from the last line of the Gemara? Vehatanya.
Vehatanya.
The last line.
Last line. Oh, no. Last line. Yeah, apparently downstairs.
Yeah.
Over to the
right. Right. So Vatanya means, and we learned in a brisa.
Mm-hmm. So we learned from.
We learned, yeah. Where'd you go? Oh, no. Kol shel yayin. Le nazir. Aver min hachai. So, what does that mean? How do you know that you shouldn't?
So he says we're not.
What is that, Max? What does it mean? How do you know that you shouldn't?
Read like from. So like.
Literally, what do the words mean? Nine shelo yoshit.
You shouldn't give a lot. You shouldn't give one to nazir, as you shouldn't give a limb from a live animal to.
Right. So how do you know? Talmud Lomar. Right, what's the pasuk? We learn it from. Read it. V'lifnei iver lo sitein mechshol. So the Gemara now says, you said we only violate lifnei iver if you enable it, meaning it couldn't have been done without you. But it's not true. Continue. V'ahacha, but in the classic case, in this case, d'chi lo yahavinan lei, what does that mean? D'chi lo yahavinan lei. If you don't, what's yahav?
You were able to put here.
What is the chiyo lo yahavin and lay? What does yahav mean? The shoresh yud hei vet.
Regardless of whether it would have it or not.
What does it, the word mean? Yahavin and lay.
Is it like a hav the shoresh?
So it's related, presumably, to the Hebrew shoresh to give, right?
Oh, that's not even
right. What?
A hav is mean love, right?
Well, I think that those are related, aren't they? Right.
You give love. One leads to another. Then yeah.
Correct. They're related. They're probably related. But anyway, it says.
Kiss,
right. He says. He said if he didn't give him, shakli ihu. What does shakal mean?
He will take it himself.
He'll take it himself. He said the nazir. If you don't give him the wine, he'll take it himself. And yet we say you violate. So you see, you violate lifnei iver even if. Even if you give it to him and he could have done it himself. So Gemara says, no. It's where he's on two sides of the river. Which again, for now, we're going to understand this like Tosfos, so we're going to get back to it. Tosfos understands it as if you're both on the same side of the river, right? Meaning, Danny is a Nazir, and I'm sitting next to him, and there's a cup of wine. He says, you know, can you pass me the cup of wine? So I hand it to him. On a biblical level, we don't violate Lifnei Iver because he could just grab it, right?
If he's on the other side of the
but if, he's, right, if there's a river between us and he can't reach it without me, then if I give it to him and I enabled, I violate Lifnei Iver.
But I thought we just said for Nazir, it's both ways. Nazir on both accounts, whether you're the sole provider or not, you're the one who...
No. Well, no, the Gemara says, no, the Gemara reinterprets it and says, no, it's only if it's Betrei Avrei Nahara, by two sides of the river. It could be any case where you're an enabler, and we'll get to it. How much of an enabling do you have to do? I mean, what if it's... He could do it, but it would be hard. Does that count? That's machlokes. Yeah, Max.
Let's say... but a Nazir is self-imposed, right? So if he wants that wine, why can't you give it to him?
Hold that thought for 2 minutes, okay? Hold the thought.
It's already written on the board, so hold the thought for 2 minutes. Okay,
I've already put it there. I just want to get through the Gemara, but it's a great question. Hold it for a second, okay? So the Gemara says, "Deikonami diktani lo yoshet lo ktani lo yiten shmamina." The Gemara says, "I'll prove it to you because it says it doesn't say don't give the nazir wine. What does it say? Lo yoshit. What does lo yoshit mean? Yiten means give. Yoshit means to stretch over and give. Right. So it must be. It's a case where he couldn't have reached it without you." Okay.
Is encouragement? Is that what
it's more than encouragement. It's enabling. We'll get to encouragement. We will get to encouragement. It's not encouragement. It's enabling. Right. We'll get to it. Yes. It's encourage. It's not encouragement. It's enabling. Encouraging. We'll get to. We will get to. But we're not there yet.
But he wants. If he wants to break his vow, then what's like the big deal? Like,
okay.
Because the Nazir's.
Okay. 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 We're gonna do this now. Okay. Here's the question. Okay. The Gemara assumes a prohibition, right? The Gemara assumes that there is a... No one disagrees that there is such a thing as Lifnei Iver in the Gemara, right? But the only question is whether it applies in this case, right? But everyone agrees that there is a prohibition of Lifnei Iver. Now, I mentioned before, who has the Rambam here?
Yeah.
Right? No. Who has the Rambam?
The actual Sefer?
Yeah. Okay, it's okay.
It's
the Rambam... You know, no, yeah, let's do the... So the Rambam says in the first parak of Hilchos Talmud Torah. Yes, this Mishnah Torah, right? Yes. So the Rambam, it says that you have to divide your learning into three based on Gemara and Kiddushin, and the Gemara and 1/3 of it is Talmud. And he says, what is Talmud? So the Rambam says, Yavin v'yaskil achrei davar merishito, it's to understand the end from the beginning, v'yotzi davar mi davar, to derive one thing from another, v'idmele davar le davar, and compare things, v'yadin v'minot shetar nidreshet behen, and to understand, to use the drashot, to use the methods of the Torah, of deriving, ad she'eda heyachu ikara midot, until you know the rules themselves, and understand how that which is usher and that which is mutter comes from, right, the oral law. I mean, one of the central things you have to do when you learn Talmud Torah, when you're involved in Torah, is understand how we get from the Chumash to Halacha. So the Gemara assumes. Not at all.
Chumash,
Psukim, right? So the Gemara says...
I thought you said Mishnah.
So the Gemara assumes... The Gemara assumes that there's a prohibition to cause somebody else to violate an Isser, and we call that prohibition Lifnei Iver Lo Sitein Michshol. Okay?
But he wants...
One second. Lifnei Iver Lo Sitein Michshol means you can't cause someone to violate a prohibition.
Right?
The what?
Is it for Darabana and Darabana?
We're going to get to all of this, okay? Okay? But what we need to figure out is how do we get... Okay, how do we get from the Pasuk, right, to the Gemara, okay? Listen, you have to pay attention. You have to be here the whole time. It's not gonna work. Okay?
we got to figure out how we get here and how do we get to our prohibition. Okay? Now, to do this very systematically, okay, the way I've divided it up, it's actually pretty simple. Right? To understand how we get there, there are three parts to this pasuk. Before a blind person, don't give or don't place a stumbling block. Okay? There are three things that need to be explained in this pasuk. One is, what does it mean to be blind? The second thing is, what is he stumbling with? Right? And the third is, what does it mean to give? Okay? So far, we only know one thing. Right? This. That Chazal's end game is that the michshol, right, is an isser. The stumbling block is a prohibition. Now, Max made a good point. That right off the bat, we learned something fascinating. Because you might have thought that even if you think there's a prohibition to cause someone else to violate, you might have thought it only applies to the Taryag Mitzvah, meaning ones that are objectively true. What does the Gemara do by giving the paradigmatic case as Nazir? Max?
It's not. It says basically that regardless of self-imposed, cannot...
Correct. Right? Even if self-imposed, and even if, there's a bigger Kiddush here, even if it's only a Michshol for him but not you. Right? Right? Wait, 1 second. Even if it's a Michshol for him, not for you.
What?
Meaning,
Easters are don't, Easters
meaning
include you?
Nazir is self-imposed. You're not a Nazir. You drinking wine is permitted, but for him it's not. So not only does the Gemara tell you that Michshol is an Isser, which wasn't obvious, it tells you a bigger Kiddush, as Max pointed out, that it's even a self-imposed Isser, and it's even an Isser that only is in effect on the person you are tripping up, and not you. Right? I mean, even though you are, it is an usher for you to do it, still, right? Still, it is usher. It is usher to do that. Now, I put a little star here. And this is what Nachum Rey touched on. Even once we've established this, right, that Chazal says usher to call someone an usher, there are all types of questions you have to ask here. So, for example, I put one example. What if it's a machlokas aposkim? What happens if I think it's mutter, but you think it's usher, or vice versa? Is that lifnei iver? What if I make him violate an isser drabanan? Right? Is that lifnei iver? Right? There's all types. Even if once we've established this, there are many different questions that you have to ask. Right? Right?
Nazir
is not deraisa. Of course, nazir is deraisa. That's a pasuk in the Torah. And parshas naso. Of course, it is. Once someone's a nazir, it is usser biblically for him to drink wine. Right? It's self-imposed, but it's biblical. Okay? Now, what we're not going to deal with at all in this year is this. We're not going to deal with lositein. Right? Lositein is, what does it mean to place it? The Gemara already tells you, right, that the rule is this. Tre avre nahara. Right? Whatever this means, the Gemara says, you only violate if you do it in this way. Right? Litein. This is a separate shear. Today's goal is to figure out this and this. How do we understand Iver? How do we understand Mitchell? Yes, Max.
So can you use the same application to cutting in Nazir's head?
Yeah. That might be worse. But well, no, that you're not causing him. You're actually doing the Isser itself. Here you're causing him to do it.
He has to cut his own hair.
No, if you cut his hair, that's a different question. Right? That's an even worse question. No, that's more than enabling. You're doing it.
But
you're doing it. That's worse than enabling.
But he wants to cut.
Doesn't matter. It's enabling. It's not even enabling. You're doing it.
If he breaks his own, he has to cut it himself. A Nazir has to cut
his hair. Okay. If you cut his hair, that's a different question than the Nazir, because you're doing the Isser itself. Right? That's a different question.
But by giving him the wine,
No. Okay. Let's be very clear. Lifnei Iver is enabling. It's not encouragement, and it's not doing the prohibition. Encouragement is too weak. Doing the prohibition is too strong. Yeah?
Correct.
Right? Lifnei Iver is that middle ground. It's enabling. Right? You're not doing it, but you are allowing him to do it. Okay? Right? If you shave his head, you are physically involved. That's worse. If you say, go drink the wine, but you don't actually give it to him...
You're enabling him.
You're not enabling him. You're encouraging him. That's too weak. Right? Lifnei Iver is... This is the realm of
very specifically, enabling. Okay?
Like if he's underage and you give him the wine.
If you give it to him, right? Yeah, he couldn't buy it, right? Yes. You go to the store, you buy alcohol for someone who couldn't buy it. That would be lifnei iver. You are enabling, right? If you say, why don't you go get a fake ID, right, and do it yourself, you're encouraging it, that's not lifnei iver. That's one level down, right? If you open his mouth and pour alcohol in, that's one level up, right? Lifnei iver is you buy him the alcohol that he couldn't get. Okay, that's how Tosfos understands it.
What's the meaning of lifnei iver?
What?
What's the meaning of lifnei iver?
Okay, so let's do. So what is the meaning of lifnei iver? Okay, so here's the problem.
For a blind person.
If I ask you, open the pasuk, right?
It's
Vayikra, right? I mean, I gave it to you here also. Vayikra, Yotet, Yodalet. What is the pasuk? Read me the whole pasuk now.
I just had it.
Okay, you have it. Lo tikalal chayresh, which means?
Do not curse a deaf person.
Don't? Right, good.
And do not put a stumbling block before a blind person.
Do not curse a deaf person.
Right.
That's first half of the pasuk. Lifnei iver lo titen mechshol, which means
don't put a stumbling block in front of a blind person.
Good.
Ve'ra'ata ma
le'arita melokecha.
Melokecha ani Hashem. And
okay.
Watch.
Fear God. Yir'ah. Not ro'eh, but yir'ah. Fear God, right? Fear from God. I am God. Okay? Good. So now, forget for a moment the Gemara. There are many different ways to understand this pasuk. Let's start with one. The literal way to understand this pasuk is how?
How it's written.
What is an iver? In blind, the most literal level.
Blind person.
Good. Right? That should be obvious, right? Blind. Okay. A mikshol.
What? Obstacle.
Yeah, a stumbling block, right? Literally, an obstacle, whatever.
It says here that one may not give bad advice.
To 1 second! Stop!
Wow.
I don't care what Art Scroll says. I don't care. I don't care. I don't care what Art Scroll says at all. None. Zero. Okay? And Loki Tane?
Don't give.
Yeah, whatever. Put. Fine, whatever. Doesn't matter. Okay? Easy enough. This is the literal understanding. Okay? Now, without trying to tell me what Art Scroll says, without trying to figure out the Gemara, just help me get through what these would mean. So I helped you here a little bit, okay? In this level, it's blind, right? Blind and obstacle. Let's take it one level less literally, okay? I call it physical. Okay? So I gave you, in English, sometimes blind doesn't mean quite blind. So I gave you an example. If you're blinded by a glare, right, you're driving and the sun's in your eyes, you're blinded by the glare, right, we use the same word. What is, in that idiom, what does the word iver mean? What does blind mean? Max, please step. Okay, what?
Temporarily blind.
Yeah, it means you can't see, right? It's pretty close to blind. It's not permanent, right?
Right now, you can't see.
Right? So, if you wanted to expand lifnei iver slightly, meaning you didn't want to keep it just to this, to a blind person, but, right, you didn't want to expand it too much, so blind by the glare would say, okay, can't see. Right? On this level, what would a mikshol be? Same thing. Right? Same thing. Right? Meaning, what difference does it make if someone is blind or he's blindfolded? Who cares? Right? That would be one level up. Okay? Right? This is the most literal. This is physical. Okay? Now,
what
Chazal...
Why is obstacle again?
What?
Because
it's the same thing, right? Still physical. Right? Someone's blindfolded. He's not blind, he's blindfolded.
Yeah.
Right? Problem is, Chazal don't talk about either of these. Right?
Yep.
Right?
Yeah.
So, let's take it one level up. Let's try to do this just in English first, okay? Blind. The word blind, in the context of I gave you a blind taste test. What does the word blind there mean?
Just can't see.
Not knowledgeable.
Not knowledgeable. Right?
What do they mean by not knowledgeable?
Right? You know what a blind taste test is?
Yes.
No, what is it?
It's okay. Like I told you to close your eyes and then I told you to taste. Different, like... types of soda.
Exactly, right?
Right? It's the Coke Pepsi test, right? Can you tell the difference in Coke Pepsi? Right?
So
all it means, you're not blind, right?
You don't know.
You don't know. Good. Now, if, let's say,
come
on. Let's say you think that Iver means not knowledgeable. Okay. So then, what would it mean to put a mikshol? What would it mean to put a stumbling block?
What's again mikshol?
Mikshol literally means an obstacle or a stumbling block. In these two, it means physically, a stumbling block. What could it mean once we're at this level of abstraction?
Something ever...
No, this is just putting something that they don't know about in front of them.
The actual
But the actual just they don't know about. Remember, what does Mikshel always imply?
An obstacle.
The source that they don't know about.
Right, an obstacle. It's negative.
It's
right.
What they don't. So give me an example. It's something they don't want.
Right. Let's take the blind taste test. What would the equivalent be? What would
allergic,
a Mikshel be?
Something's allergic to.
What?
Something's allergic to.
Good. Cool. Yeah. Right. Coke Someone Coke. Is. Right. Coke Someone's Coke. Allergic for whatever reason to Coke and not Pepsi. Mm. Right. And you say that one is the Coke. Right?
Mm-hmm.
So what does Mikshel mean here?
It's something something that affects him.
Yeah, something that a negative effect. Right? That he doesn't know about. Right? Right? A negative effect.
Right.
Okay?
Fine. Then between what and what?
Okay? Then this level, right? Isser. Right? How are Chazal understanding it? Right? This is the only one we know so far. Right? Our Gemara is level 4.
Yep.
I know what this is. Mikshel is an Isser.
Mm-hmm.
Fill in the blank. How did Chazal read this? How did they understand Iver such that...
What? Not religion, no.
So what's the case? Let's come back to Max, because this was bothering Max a lot. The Nazir. You were bothered. Why are you bothered? What?
Religious.
No, that was one reason. We already dealt with that. There was something else you said.
Oh,
no, there was something else you said.
The wine.
He chose.
No, he chose to get another year, but we already dealt with that. You said something else. He chose to drink the wine.
I didn't say that.
Right? He chose to drink the wine. In what sense? But in what sense is he blind?
He's blind religiously.
Control, self-control.
What do you mean is he blind? How is he blind?
It's hard to... He can't control himself. Yeah.
Right? In English, we have an expression for that. Right? I gave you an example, an idiom. Blinded by love. Blinded by passion. Right? In English, we also have this, namely, someone who understands what he's doing,
But he can't control it.
He can't control. Exactly.
Yeah,
right? He's not in control of himself. And you are, right?
Isn't in control.
So now, right, now that we understand how you could understand the whole pasuk, these four levels, now we got to figure out, okay, well, which of these are actually true?
I thought you said Lotitem was the hardest one to do.
What?
I thought you said Lotitem was the hardest one to do.
Yeah, I know, but that, right now I'm just saying it means put.
You're just saying.
No. This is the hardest one, but we're not there yet. So I'm just going to leave it for now. Okay.
So what does mean that word? Yeah.
What?
That word. Yeah.
Which one?
That one.
This one?
Yeah.
Oh, so we'll see in a second. I put eight sub, but we'll get that in a second. Okay. So let's now go to the Sifra. Okay. The Sifra, as I said, is the Midrash Halacha. Right. It's Chazal's attempt to understand the pasuk. Okay, so if you go to the Sifra, I took this from Rif Samet, and it was very helpful because he reformatted the Sifra, right, so that you see it, right, visually, right. So who wants to read the Sifra? Okay, good. First line.
Lifnei
iver lo titein michshol. Right. Very carefully read it only the way it is in the pasuk. Yes.
Okay,
The Midrash says, Lifnei iver lo titein michshol. First, it gives you an introduction, right? What does it try to understand? Which word? Which word in this pasuk is it trying to? Is the first line in the Sifra trying to understand? Iver. Lifnei suma.
Before a blind person.
Bidavar. What does bidavar mean?
No.
In a thing. He's blind to something. Yeah. What are they already telling you? That blind doesn't mean
blind.
Doesn't mean summa. It doesn't mean this. It means
unknowledgeable.
Something here.
Can't control.
Right. It means something here.
Yeah,
right.
One of the three.
He's blinded by something. He's not actually blind. It's not here. Right. So far, it could actually mean 2, 3, or 4. Right. This, or this. But it's not this.
Correct.
Right? Okay. The surprise is not this. Right? Sumabhidavar, he's blind to something that could be physically, that could be, right? Knowledge based, it could be compulsive, right? Because he's. But it's not. But it's not this.
It can't be the second one either.
It might be, but probably not. It's probably three or four.
Right.
Okay, so now let's see what it actually says. It gives three examples. Bav Amarlo, yeah?
Bav Ish Ploni, the daughter of a brain not reason. Yeah?
Okay. Good.
Mahaya Likuhana.
Mahi Likuhuna. So a Kohen comes, presumably, and asks. What's where it asks? Bat Ish Ploni. What does Bat Ish Ploni mean?
Daughter of a...
This person's daughter.
Thank you, Shimon. Right? This person, this woman, Mahi Likuhuna, what does that mean?
What is her
status regarding Kuhuna? Meaning? Can a Kohen marry her? Is she a Grush? Is she divorced? Wait, what's her status? Al Tomar Lo. Come on. Al Tomar Lo. Al Tomar Lo. What does Al mean?
Don't
tell him. Yes, but this is with an Aleph. Al Tomar Lo. Don't tell him. What? Sheira, vihi eina ella.
Rather, she's
good. So, first case that it gives is right. Someone asks you, "Can I marry this woman?" And you say,
"No."
You say yes. Good.
Sounds
more
like a
very careful.
That sounds like a not knowledgeable one.
Okay, good. So the first interpretation is. Rav de Sifra is.
Well, the first thing he says is we're not talking about a blind person.
So right, so we're not talking about this Bichlal, right? We are not at level one or level two. Right? So who? Okay. Iver. First interpretation is where?
Not
knowledgeable. Here. Right? Good. What's the Mitchell?
The
woman.
Good. Here, we've crisscrossed 3-4. Right? First interpretation of the Sifra is if someone isn't knowledgeable about a prohibition, don't. Right? Don't violate them, right? In an Isser. Right? Now, in this case, there's a few things to know. The first case of the Sifra tells you who initiated this.
Who initiated what?
The whole situation.
The
other guy, not you, not the machshir.
They asked you,
but the
you didn't start it.
Correct. You were asked.
Not the placer.
You were
correct.
Asked if you, she
could
marry
good.
A Kohen or whatever.
Wait, so what's the Hina Elpsua?
Right, and she is actually invalid, right? She is a Grusha, right?
So she's unknown what's that.
He thinks, he doesn't know, he's not knowledgeable, you lie to him, so he ends up violating this, sir. Good. Next. Right? Possibility two.
Hayanotel mimcha etza.
What does that mean? What's etza? What's an etza?
Advice.
Someone comes to you to ask advice.
No tells take.
Right?
He's coming to take advice from you.
Do not
give him.
Give him the advice.
Yeah, she'ena, which is
not
hogenet, is proper. Right, hagun is proper. Low for him.
So if a guy comes to you and says, hey, where's a good place to go to the mikvah? Telling him the women's mikvah is the best place to go is probably not smart.
Yeah, don't do that. Exactly. So, and it gives an example. Al tomar lo tsei b'hashkama. Right, don't tell him what tsei b'hashkama. Go out early. Go out early in the morning. Shibcho list him. Right, because he'll be robbed. Right, meaning you know that there are highway robbers that go around in the morning.
It sounds like a negative effect.
Good, where are we? Which level?
Three.
Level 3, totally. Not knowledgeable. Level 3. Good. Save his harayim b'shvil sheyishtarev. Right, don't tell him. Go out in the evening so that he gets a sunburn. Right? Right? He'll get burned, right? What?
Sarayim more likely
after. Yeah, whatever, shrav. It's really a dry wind. It's a dry wind, meaning don't, right?
It's a dry wind, really. Wait, right? Don't send him out, so he's going to be uncomfortable, right?
Wait, did we just finish two?
Is that an obstacle, or is that a negative?
What?
What was two's case again? The second interpretation?
Bad. No, this is all within it. Don't give bad advice.
Okay. That's still back on the Kohen one?
No, that was case one. Case
right.
Two is bad advice. Right?
Don't give
we
bad
gave several ones, and then... Right? Right, and then Gimel is?
I'll tell him alone, not say to him, before es sardecha, v'kach lach tomar, such as your field?
Yeah, don't say, sell your field,
v'kach lach tomar, and take...
And buy a...
Buy a donkey.
I mean, don't encourage someone to do, right, to sell his field and buy a donkey, if...
The S
Vad okay falav Vinotlam imenu, which means what? What's okay?
Lean.
Okay, just go around. Right? Circumvent him, and what's right notlam imenu? Take it, meaning put it up for sale. Right? You tell him the real estate market is going down, the donkey market is going up. Sell your real estate. But why are you telling him that?
Because
you want to buy low, right? You want to trick him. You want to buy low, right? And you want to buy it. Don't do that.
So it sounds like you're...
Why not? Yeah, a good. Again, here. Shema tomar itza tova notain low, right? And maybe you'll say, well, what do you think? I really thought that was true, right? Uh-huh. I'm a real estate investor. I'm happy to buy low, right? But he needs the money now, and I'm telling him it's going to go lower for the next 10 years, right? So maybe he'll say, what do you mean? I thought it was good advice.
It still sounds like...
Vare hadavar masur lelev. So it says... It's in your heart, meaning God knows whether you meant it as good or bad advice. Shneemar v'yareita me'alokecha. Right? Ani Hashem. Right? The pasuk ends with fear God, because you're right. You could give bad advice and claim it was good advice. And no human being will know. You could say, look, I gave it in good faith.
Because, no, because this person himself.
But God will.
Good. He can take
so according
it,
to the Sifra, now the Sifra...
If he wants, he can take it and he can leave it. It
doesn't matter. Doesn't matter.
Is that what makes it level 4?
What?
Is that what makes it level 4, the fact that...
No, this is not level 4 now. This is level 3. So according to the Sifra, now... Nechama Leibovich points out that in the Midrash here, right, you have multiple levels. It covers everything, right? The Midrash makes it clear that you violate Lifnei Iver, whether the advice situation was initiated by you or by him, right? In the first one, he initiates, right? He asks you for information. In the second one, he asks you for advice. Right? In the third one, you offer advice. Doesn't matter. It doesn't matter how they was initiated. All of them, the Midrash tells you, you violate. But according to the Midrash, Lifnei Iver is which ones?
Is
level 1, 2, 3, or 4?
3, 4.
But what did they...
3
and 4.
And 4. 3 well, and 4. Don't give
one,
bad advice to someone who's not knowledgeable. But in the Midrash,
the first one was only the not...
Does the Midrash have this?
No.
Does the Midrash have this? Not at all.
What does make a difference?
The Midrash does this. The Midrash does this. If someone's not knowledgeable, then don't give them bad advice, and don't cause them to violate an issue. What's not in the Midrash?
They can't control.
Can't control. Meaning, Midrash understands Iver as someone is not knowledgeable, but it says the Michshol can be one of two things.
Right.
Bad advice
or negative
or prohibition. But it doesn't talk about this case.
How does 3 end? It's a prohibition?
What?
The way the last case ended, it was a prohibition?
No. Number 1 was a prohibition. The Kohen. The Kohen marrying. That was prohibition.
Okay, fine.
So the Midrash says, right? Midrash says, right?
No, I said,
Iver, someone's not knowledgeable, don't make them either. Don't give them bad advice. And don't give them an Isser. Now, the Gemara adds what?
You can't control.
Right?
Something you can't control.
The Gemara... Right, so in the Midrash, we start with this, right? The Midrash is the first one to tell us, right, that a Michshol can be an Isser. But it doesn't yet tell you that Iver, right, it tells you Iver only in a case of someone is blind, meaning he's not knowledgeable, right? Don't tell someone, don't lie to them. They think that they want to know whether the woman is permitted or forbidden, and you tell them permitted when she's forbidden. But the Gemara adds level 4. Right? The Gemara doesn't only understand Michshol as Isser,
But as we said, in the case of the Nazir, this was Max's problem, right? What do you mean he's blind? He's not blind. Right? He's not blind. He knows what he's doing. He asked you for the wine.
It's not solidated.
Right? So, where does this come from? So, you know what? Let me... Now, right? Now, Nachum Alevich points out something else. That the Midrash covers something else. Namely, it also tells you, Mikshol can be, gives you three levels. Right? Physical. Right? It doesn't matter. When you're giving bad advice, it's us or whether the bad advice will create physical negative effects. Which one was that? No, physical.
No, the labor, the land.
What?
The land.
No.
You were selling the donkey.
No.
The sunburn.
Right?
Hmm?
Right?
The second one?
Negative effect number one, physical.
Okay.
Don't tell him to go get a sunburn. Right? Or a windburn, really. Then, second level.
Not the Kohen. The third one.
That's Isser. Fine, spiritual. Right? Or monetary.
Monetary.
Right? So she says, the Midrash covers three points.
Money.
Right? Was it monetary
the third?
And just switch them around. Yes, but I switched them, okay? Right? Meaning, right? Nachum Alevich points out the Midrash is covering all its bases. It tells you, don't give advice that's going to cause them physical harm. Don't give them bad advice that's going to cause them monetary harm. Don't give them bad advice that's going to cause them spiritual harm. And Midrash covers, it doesn't matter whether they initiate, whether they don't initiate, whether you initiate. All that is usur. Right? All of that is usur.
Well, what's the
point? In the Midrash, right? What?
What's the fact? So what's the whole, well, you make a whole story about it. Well, what's the solution to it?
What do you mean solution? There's no solution. The Gemara says, the Midrash tells you all of those are
answers. I understand what you're saying. But...
So now, there's no problem. That's what it does. Now, this is still the biggest problem. Is that in the Midrash, this isn't here. Right? In the Midrash, we understand. It's blind in the sense of not knowledgeable. Right? But again, the big problem is that the classic case in Halacha of Lifnei Iver is this one. Right? Is where he knows exactly what he's doing. So I keep saying he can't control himself. But who says that very clearly? So if you skip, right, for a second, I did put it here. But I'm cut off, so I don't know where I put it. Where did I put? Oh, that's why I didn't put it on the sheet. I put it in the Rambam, right, to look it up. Right, the Gemara, as I said, right, has a different understanding. But the Rambam in Hilchos Rotzeach, right, you should always bring your Rambams. Just know that, right? The Rambam in Hilchos Rotzeach.
I sound like the Rambam of Maran Buchan.
Right.
That's what this word means. Just know that.
Yes, the Rambam in Hilchos Rotzeach Ushmiras HaNefesh, right, in the 12th Perek, right, this, if you look at the end of 4 here, the last on this thing here, right, in Rotzeach Ushmiras HaNefesh, 1 second, here, Perek, Yudbet, Halacha, Yudbet, through Yudalit, Okay. Shimon, why don't you read it? Right? Perek Yudbet of Hilchos Rotzeach Ushmiras HaNefesh. Right? Halacha Yud Dalet. Right.
That was that pink book we got for you?
No, this is the blue book.
It still takes me a long time to find it.
We bought those at the
summer? No, they gave it to you as a present. Right? Regensburg gave everyone this as a present? The blue one.
That's what it is. Yeah.
It's fine. Here, you can share with me for now. Right? Right, so it's 980, page 988 in this one. So if you look at Halacha Yud Dalet,
yeah,
take it away, Shimon.
Yeah.
Okay.
You can't sell to a robber, right?
Because you're...
When my probe is Yisrael, it's us for a Jew.
To sell it to a Jew who is a thief, because...
Because you'll give him...
You're encouraging.
You're encouraging.
We're going to come back to it. Just hold it for now, okay? We're not on it, but... Okay. Hello, Elu Bilvai.
Ella Kol Amach She Ha Machil Iver B'davar. Anyone who puts stumbling block for a blind person for
Iver B'davar, someone who's blind
regarding a thing.
Correct.
V'hisio Eitza Shina Ogenes.
Okay, wait. So he gives him bad advice. Where are we?
We're at not knowledgeable.
Not knowledgeable. Good.
Ella or no, that'd be good. Oh, Shafize Kidei Over or he strengthens the guy to be over in Hisser, over in Avera, which would seem to be the word Shafizek, right, seems like we're at
good.
That.
Right, that's that, right, that's the Gemara. And now he says, so now the Rambam says, how do you understand it? How does Iver happen?
Where he sees the way of truth.
No, he does not see the way of truth.
He does not see the way of truth because of the title of his heart.
Right, he's blinded by passion. Right, because of passion, he doesn't see the truth. And Rambam fills in this box.
That type of blind. He's blind.
Correct. He said this blind or this blind, not knowledgeable or knowledgeable, aware, but incapable of getting at the truth, meaning he's blinded by passion. Right? He knows exactly what he's doing, but he can't really internalize that it's wrong.
Right? So right? What's the punishment in the punishment?
This is, right? That's level 4. What? Machlokes, actually. Chazanish has a discussion about it. I wasn't going to deal with it, but fine.
But what's the...
Sure.
So wait, the only example that Rambam...
No, we can do it. I wasn't going to do it today. We can do it at some point. No, it's a great shaila, but we'll do it.
The example that Rambam gave...
It's like a common case of someone who lies to themselves.
Correct. Very good, but yes, this is a chazanish.
The Rambam's example was just the robbing one.
What?
The Rambam's example was the robber. There was that.
He gives two, right? Bad advice or sin. So now,
bad advice falls under category 3 still.
Correct. Or this. Good. So far, what do we have? Right now, what we have between the Sifra and the Rambam is now we filled out all four. Right, we filled out all four levels. Okay, level one, the simple understanding. The simple understanding in Pshat would mean if someone is physically blind, don't trip him with an obstacle.
Right.
One level up, physical. If someone can't see, he's blinded by a glare, he has a blindfold.
Don't create.
Don't trip him. Level two, Sifra Gemara. Well, Sifra only deals with this. Iver means not knowledgeable. The michshol is either
don't
bad
give
advice,
any personal,
physical,
monetary,
or
spiritual
down here at Isser. But the Sifra does not deal with Iver as
control.
The Gemara, even if someone is fully aware of what he's doing.
What doesn't say with control, he said?
Sifra. Because the Sifra doesn't bring a case where someone knows that he's about to violate an Isser. The Gemara does.
The second,
the Sifra that we saw here doesn't bring a case where the person's aware he's violating Isser. He's asking you, is it Usser?
Ah, okay.
The Gemara says, no, he knows it's Usser. He's asking you for help. Right? The Gemara fills in and says, that's also Usser. And then the Rambam says, that's great, but how do you get to the word Iver?
Not being able to control.
Right? Meaning he's blinded by his passion. He can't quite perceive what he's supposed to be doing. That fills in the box, right? That fills in all the possible ways to read the pasuk.
How does it answer for the robber? If the robber falls under the last one of Easter,
no, it doesn't fall in the robber. It falls into this one.
So that's bad advice. What's the other one that categorizes it can't control?
Only the Gemara, but the Gemara is the only source we have, right? And then everyone after the Gemara, but right?
I thought you said the Rambam would just fill in the box for us.
For the right, he's explaining the Gemara.
Okay,
right? The Gemara says that the Nazir, who's fully aware that he's violating the Isser, if he asks you for help and you help him, you violate an Isser. The Rambam says, how is that blind? I get how that's a michshol. I get how it's an obstacle, but how is it blind? The Rambam says, because you can be blinded by passion.
In the beginning part you said of the case. The way I'm doing it is that I write this... like how Sifra wrote Sifra's cases. He had three cases. I wrote each of them, labeled them 1, 2, 3, and in the chart I labeled 1, 2, 3 to show whether they categorize as level 3 or 4.
So it's the Sifra is between level 3 and 4, but only for the Mechshel,
right?
But not for Iver,
right?
Right, meaning the Sifra only understands Iver is not knowledgeable.
Yeah,
but he says if someone's not knowledgeable, don't cause them to have physical problems, spiritual problems, or physical, monetary, or spiritual.
Right.
So what's the but the Sifra lacks this.
Right. So
right?
That's where I'm
so
trying to get.
The Gemara fills in this.
Well, okay.
Right. And the Rambam clarifies.
So what's the conclusion?
What does the Gemara fill in?
What conclusion to what question?
No, I do understand till now what you're saying to me, but there has to be a conclusion to it.
To what question?
Can you explain the question that you're
explain the question you want to answer. This is like the Hitchhiker's Guide to the Galaxy, if you've ever read it.
So vague.
What? Do you know the Hitchhiker's Guide to
what's the conclusion? It's such a vague statement.
Okay, you know the Hitchhiker's Guide to the Galaxy?
I've heard of the Hitchhiker's Guide to some other...
The Hitchhiker's Guide to the Galaxy is this bizarre sci-fi book, right? But at some point, they create a supercomputer, right? And they plug into it what, you know, the job of the supercomputer is to figure out what is the meaning of life.
Right.
Right? So after like 100 million years, it gives them the answer 42. So then they realize they don't understand what that means because they don't know the question. So they create another supercomputer and they say, okay, well, what is the question of life that answer is trying to answer? And then they get all confused because after 100 million years, it turns out the question was something like, what is 6 times 6? Which confuses them to no end, and that's how it ends, right? So, or something like that. I don't remember exactly what it is. The answer is definitely 42. The question is whatever it is, right? The supercomputer happens to be a human being. It's not the point, right? Now's the question. You haven't asked a question, so now I'm going to ask a question. So far, I've explained how we got here, right? Mm-hmm. Here's my question.
Yeah.
Halachically. Which of these are true halacha? To violate lifnei iver, which of these, right? Which of these do you need?
Three.
So Sifra and Gemara tell you clearly. Sifra tells you three.
Only according to the Sifra is the according to Sifra.
Sifra
knowledgeable.
Not knowledgeable, but not this, right? Not lack of control.
Right.
For the Gemara, we add this.
Right.
But once we add the Sifra and the Gemara, these two are true. If you give someone bad advice and cause them physical, monetary, or spiritual damage, or someone can't control himself and you cause him to violate, you help, right? You enable him to violate an iser. You violate.
Right.
Great. Now I turn back to you and say, okay, I know what they did, but why did they do it? Right? Is this pshat?
Why they did it?
Why?
Right? Chazal do this. Why do they do this? Is it pshat? Is it pshat? If I had asked you to understand the pasuk, what would you have picked? 1, 2, 3, or 4? Which one?
For what the pasuk
If I asked you, what does the pasuk mean? What would you have picked? Nachum would have picked 1. Who picked 1? So who actually picked it? The pasuk says it, but who picked interpretation 1? Did you get there? Yeah, someone did pick it.
We all know what it means. That's one is the direct translation.
Who actually picked this halacha? Now we're moving. Let's get back to Danny's question. Now let's ask the question. So far I've just said, okay, what could you understand? Now the question is, lahalacha, which of these do we pick?
All of them.
Do we?
Yeah.
So, who picked level 1? Who said pshat? Good. So Shimon says, the Kutim. He's right. Who are the Kutim? Good. There were many groups. Thank you for reading what I wrote. Right? If you look in V, right? There were... On the next page, right? There were all different type of groups who denied the authority of Chazal and went after the simple pshat in the pasuk. One of them was the Kutim. No, not at all. That is, no. No, not even close. No, they don't.
What?
No.
Today.
No.
Like
not,
the
no.
Modern hey, Orthodox,
son,
like the Judaism, they take the actual
no.
meaning of the pasuk.
No. No, they don't.
And I've been taught wrong my entire life.
Okay, they don't. They rely on Gemara, they rely on Shulchan Aruch. They do.
No, modern conservative Judaism has nothing to do with the with the sectarians of the time of the Gemara. They just don't. There are different differences between Orthodoxy and conservative Judaism, but that is not one of them. Okay, the Kutim were those who denied Chazal's interpretation went with the literal one. So Rashi, you want to read it? Since you have it, Shimon? Rashi quotes the Kutim. Yeah, this is Rashi in Masechet Chulin.
So a kusi, any kusi that you give over an animal for them to shech for a mitzvah, shechaziku ba. So you.
Okay, we're talking about who's allowed to shecht, okay?
So this is a kusi who is allowed.
Right, he's not allowed to, right?
He's not allowed to shecht.
Right.
So you give him an animal.
No, you can, right?
But you can't give him an animal.
As long as the Jew's watching.
As long as the Jew's watching. It's a mitzvah to like empower.
The Hechzikubah, because they're ones, the Hochzikubah. Because the Kutim, certain mitzvah they do keep if they're in the Pasuk.
Right.
So he says Shrita is in the Pasuk.
But Yisrael, who comes in and goes out,
or goes right, out. Has to go in and out. Right. 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 But he says, but if they're shechting for themselves, it's fine. But if they're shechting for a Jew, it's not fine. Why? The avag of the huchzuba le'atzmam, meaning we rely on them that they don't eat treif. So if he shechted for himself, you can eat it.
Right.
But
if he shechted it, ein makin im yechu Yisrael, if he can't do it for Yisrael, and the beilus delays lahu b'fnei iver l'sitei metzal.
Right, but if he shechted it knowing it was for somebody else, you can't eat it. Why? Why wouldn't he be careful?
Because he's not.
What does he say? Delis lulis neiver. Ela kimashmao. He only understands it as
shots.
This, namely, shelo yitain. Right. So Rashi tells you that the Kutim, right, tells you that according to the Kutim, they only understood it lahalacha as don't throw a blind person.
Well,
and therefore, if a Kuti shechs meat for himself,
then it's fine.
You can eat it. Because you know that he holds you can't eat something which isn't shechted.
Yeah.
But if he shechs it for you, you can't eat it.
Why not?
Because Rashi says, what's the problem? The Kutim only understand lifnever literally, which means they think there's no problem with causing someone else to violate an issue. They only read lifnever like this. So they care about shechita. But they don't care because they think it's permitted to cause someone to violate an issur because they don't hold
so they
of these.
They do believe that we're allowed to do an issur.
No, they believe you're allowed to cause someone else to violate an issur because they don't believe in these levels of lifnei
iver. Right.
There are a few. There are certain groups that still don't believe in it. There's like 30,000 of them.
And they're only holds like.
No, there are certain groups like who don't like Karaites. There are still Karaites who only believe in Tarshish Baal Peh. Right, but no, it's not conservative. It's not reform. It's not Muslims. It's not Christians.
I'm saying, but don't the just like the
12:50
for lunch. What time is it?
It's 12:37. So Shmuel is going to call me upstairs to get the food. And
fine, that's fine. So we'll stop that.
So then what's the
okay?
I didn't get the shechting thing. If you shecht, you can't shoot.
No. So okay, very simple. A kuti.
Yeah.
Okay. They don't hold a Tarshish Baal Peh.
Right. Oh.
But they do hold a Shebichtav.
Yeah.
So we can rely on them for anything that we assume they mean to keep. Right?
Yeah.
So if he shechts for himself,
he can eat it.
We can eat it because it's a pasuk that you can't eat something which isn't shechted. And since they keep what's in the written Torah, we believe that they shechted.
Right.
But that's only if he meant to eat it for himself. But if he means to shecht it for a Jew, we can't eat it because he doesn't believe that he's not allowed to cause someone else to violate a prohibition. So we can trust him if he did it for himself because he won't eat shreif himself. But we can't trust him.
Oh, because we're not blind, so we could do something.
Correct.
Kind of
he doesn't
joke.
Believe that you're not allowed to cause someone to violate an issur.
Okay.
Good. Now, according to the Kutim, though, So now, according to the Kutim, Shimon.
I have a question. One second.
No. So according, well, let me ask my question first. So according to the Kutim,
yeah,
it's not just,
yeah,
right? What? It's not just you could interpret it four ways.
Oh, the Kutim, no, there's literally only one way to interpret it.
Only take this one. Maybe they take this one. I don't know. Maybe they take level two for all I know. But they don't take, it's not just that they also take one and two, right? They ignore three and four. There's no problem giving advice. There's no problem with causing someone to violate an Isser. Because they understand the pshat. The Rambam...
Is there anyone who...
Danny asked the question first. Yeah.
No, I have the question. When you refer always to Nefne'ir, do you actually refer every time to the translation of that term?
I mean, depends which level I'm at. If I want the literal interpretation, I'm talking about this, yeah, translation. If I'm talking about Eitza, I'm talking about level 3.
Was,
right? Bad advice. If I'm talking about Isur, I'm talking about level 4.
I mean, if you refer to the third, you mean not knowledgeable. Or
correct.
If you
correct.
Put to something.
So the Kutim only believe in this. Yes.
So you, you believe in this.
One second, sorry. Daniel,
so you believe in more than one definition.
So that's what we're trying to figure out, yeah, right? The question we have to answer is, okay, all four of these are possible. Which of them are true halacha? We know three and four is, and we know the Kutim, they're only one, maybe two.
Mm.
Good?
Okay.
So now, the Ram... Yeah, Max.
All the tables still exist.
What? There are still groups. There are still Karaites. They're not quite the exact same as the Kutim from them.
Last year.
But there are some.
You know what I asked them?
What?
I asked them if they circumcised their heart. And when they said no, I was like, sorry. I just really can't speak to you until you've done that.
Good. Okay. The Rambam. Now. But if I... Now, according to the Rambam... Now, if you go to the Sefer Mitzvot of the Rambam, go to Reish Tadi Ted. Okay? So the Rambam in Mitzvot Reish Tadi Ted quotes the Sifra. Okay, he says, HaMitzvah Reitz Aditet, right, the 299th mitzvah. Pishes harnu me'achshil k'tzatenu k'tzatenu be'etza. We are warned not to cause someone to stumble, right? K'tzatenu k'tzatenu, meaning some of us to others of us, with bad advice. V'hu, shem yishal cha adam etza b'davar, v'hu niftepo. If someone asks you for advice and he is, right, whatever, he's enticed by it, or whatever, he's tricked by it. Okay, I need the actual thing, because it's cut off.
This is Unclus?
No, this is Rambam.
Oh.
Right, we're on the Rambam first, right? Right? The Torah warns you not to trick him, and to make him stumble, right? No, it's fine, it's fine. But straighten him out to the thing which you think is right. Okay? Right? But he quotes the whole thing. Right? And he'll tell him, don't give him bad advice. Right? He says, don't cause someone to sin. Someone who passion has blinded the eye of his mind. This, right? Right? Don't cause him to sin or help him get there. And he said, that's why if you lend somebody money with interest, you violate, both people violate Lifnei Iver, because it's forbidden to lend with interest or to borrow with interest. So each of them, in addition to violating the prohibition, violate Lifnei Iver for the other person.
Between Jews, basically?
Yes, between Jews. And then he says, Udvarim rabim me'od mizahamin yomru behem over mishum Lifnei Iver lo titen mechshol. There are many similar things for which you violate Lifnei Iver. But now... He says, "Upashte dikra, hu bimash zacharnu tchila." What does that mean? Pashte dikra. What is pashte dikra?
Interpretation of the
pasuk is hu bimash zacharnu tchila. Is what we mentioned first, which is what?
Remember the
stumbling block.
No. What did the Rambam say? Zacharnu tchila. How did he start?
Remember these.
Level 3. The Rambam tells you this is all wrong. Right? He tells you. Which is pshat?
3.
3. Which is halacha?
4.
3 and 4.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
pshat. He doesn't just tell you that we have added interpretations. The Rambam denies that these two even exist. These aren't even interpretations. Right? Why? This is wrong. The simple read of the pasuk, Pashtei Dekra is level 3, is don't give bad advice to someone who's not knowledgeable, and halakhically, don't allow someone who can't control himself to violate an iser. But the Rambam erases from halakha, seemingly, level 1 and 2. What?
How?
Right? And this is why I said, remember I said that my goal today, now we're getting to much more complicated, Danny, right? You asked me, what's the question? This is my question. My question just isn't, how can I fill in the 4 boxes? My question is, great, halachically though, which is true? The Kutim say only level 1, maybe level 2. We obviously don't hold that. If you'd asked me, I would have said, how many of these exist? All 4. Right? The Rambam tells you no. Pshat is not this. Pshat is not this. It's not, don't trip a blind person, not trip someone, don't trip someone.
How does he interpret?
He says, this is the pshat, and this is the drash. 3 is pshat, 4 is drash. Meaning, this is what's the literal meaning. Is, if someone's not knowledgeable, don't give him bad advice. And the drash, the halachic derivation beyond that, is 4. But he erases 1 and 2. Right?
What means this drash?
But how does he interpret stumbling?
I get what you're saying, but what means this?
Good. So, right? What drash is expound, is to derive. Right?
To derive something from somewhere else. I mean.
Right? So now, the question we're going to have to figure out, okay? We're not going to get to it today, but this is why this is hard, but this is important, right? Is not just, how can you explain it, right? But it's, which, lehalacha, how many of these are maintained? The simple understanding of the Rambam is only 3 or 4. But as we'll see, certain achronim will say this explicitly. If I literally trip a blind person, here's an afkamina, I literally trip a blind person with a stumbling block, do I violate lifnei iver? According to the Rambam?
No.
Probably not. Right? If I literally trip a blind person, I probably don't violate. Right? Because the Rambam seems to say that only 3 and 4 exist.
No,
bad advice.
You violate the physical one. Because he doesn't have any knowledge of that whether someone's
maybe,
in front of him and
maybe,
therefore you're creating a
maybe,
physical obstacle.
Maybe, but maybe not. Right? Because he says, Iver, the pshat is not knowledgeable. Not
right,
this.
The blind person has no
so
knowledge
maybe,
of something in front of him.
Right? But he erases this. Right? We're going to have to figure out why. Right? We're going to have to figure out why. And we're going to have to figure out whether this is true, because we're going to see this is a machlokes. Right? Now, before we finish, let me just put it this way. According to the Rambam, right? Let's say we'll find someone who says that all 4 are true of the halacha. Right? Then how do they understand the pasuk, Shimon? They'll tell you the literal meaning of the pasuk is?
Top one.
The top one. But halachically, we add 3 and 4. You can't get the old bad advice. You can't call them cause an iser, right?
Mm-hmm.
What happens if we find someone, which we will, who literally erases number 1 and 2 and says, no, lifnei iver.
Well, that's the Rambam.
Yeah, well, we'll see if it was even more explicitly. But yes, the simple understanding of the Rambam. What do we have to say? What do we need to explain? Rishmol Dov, I'm going to finish in 2 seconds so I can send Shimon to you. Right? What do you have to explain? To say something that radical, namely, that if you literally trip a blind person, you don't violate lifnei iver, what do you need to do? Or to do what the Rambam says, Pashtei Dekra is here. What do you need to do?
What do you mean?
How dare you say that? Mm. Right, how do you say that this is pshat? I understand you say this is halacha, that you're not allowed to give bad advice. But how could you say that the pshat, the simple read of the pasuk, is don't give bad advice?
Yeah.
Shimon, just stay for this.
Rabbi, these two people.
What do you have to say? Shimon, what do you have to say? What are you going to have to explain?
For what?
In order to say what the Rambam says, that the pshat is level 3, is don't give bad advice, what do you need to do?
Change the first and second.
What?
Change the first two.
No. Not change. What do you need to do? You need to explain why.
Where the iser for those?
These are no. Well,
where,
maybe
where they would come from.
You need to explain why it's untenable
why?
For the pasuk to mean this.
Why
can't it mean that? Now, Shimon already hinted at one possibility.
None of them mean
right.
Not like that.
Where else could this come up as an iser?
So one possibility, as we'll see, right? Sir Nachronim will say exactly what Shimon said. The clue is, it's not that it's mutter. You can't trip a blind person.
No, you can't, but you have to.
But the reason
where,
that
where
the reason it can't mean this is because another pasuk already told you you can't trip a blind person. Therefore, Lifnei Iver must only be teaching level 3 and 4. Right? Sir Nachronim will go in Shimon's direction. But there are other mefarshim we're going to say no. There are hints in the pasuk itself that Iver doesn't mean physically blind and Michrol doesn't mean physical obstacle. Right? And that's what we're going to have to figure out. And then the nafka min alalacha is going to be, right, again, is it true? If you trip a blind person, do you violate? Which of these is us, sir?
So in other words, you're telling me that we should find why not the Rambam say why we not
correct. Why does the Rambam reject one and two? Right. This is what we got to figure out. We got to figure out what. Okay. Good. That's it for today. Because.